self-referential systems, or how to pull yourself up by your own shoelaces. A self-referential system is something that curves in on itself and creates new things basically out of nothing. Imagine a WikiWiki program like the World Encyclopedia, and notice how the side menus are editable articles as well. And consider that the web page layouts are editable articles, and server configuration is an editable article, and even the source code itself is an editable article. It is a system that curves in on itself. And all it really is under the hood is a web page with an edit button. How cool is that? And the text you are editing does have special little syntax that is not part of normal English, as not to mix things up. When you put, for example, the word include followed by another article name in square brackets, that article will end up being pulled into your page, the page that you are editing. You can just about make anything this way, including an infinite loop, where you include the article you are editing into itself. If you are going to be programming such a system, and it only takes a couple of hours, infinite loops like this are a great place for Easter eggs. An Easter egg is a funny or secret part of a program. If I was working in this part of the system, I would make a chatbot talk to itself. So it would be like Eliza 1 talking to Eliza 2. I'd make them philosophize for days. WikiWikis are amazing. They are almost completely unexplored too. The surface has already been scratched by all the chickens, but consider creating a WikiWiki for programming applications. You start a new page, list out all the things you need, set a monetary bounty on each item, and get an alert when they are all done, or when you need to pay more. Here, users with basic programming skills would be coding actions, commands, or functions. And you know, input in, input out, and when you are done, you have your program. So as long as you break it down into small pieces. So the WikiWiki is not a trivial example at all. A code WikiWiki structure to function like the Apple Automator, for example, could truly become Internet's bee's knees. I should clarify that self-referential programming is not some mysterious thing meant for self-referential distributed collaborative wikis. It is actually one of the first things that you have learned when you first begun using computers. It just isn't entirely clear because operating systems stopped innovating. Plan 9, an experimental open source operating system that's quite old, shows where operating systems could have gone had they continued innovating. In that type of a system, everything is a file. If you want to download a picture file, go to the internet folder and open a file that is named after the link that you are trying to download. And after a while, when the download completes, that image will open up in your image viewer. See, in systems that put everything into the concept of a file, everything is a file. The speed of the CPU is a file. all the undos in a text that you may be editing are files. Even the screen over at your workplace is an image file or a video file. Everything is a file. I am giving you Plan 9 as an example of a file system done right. A self-referential concept going over itself and fixing problems and creating things out of thin air. It's not an exotic concept. Folders with files that can contain other folders is a self-referential structure. But for a more familiar example, it is the file manager on your desktop computer. Here, files and directories are used over and over in every which way. And you get cool things out of it, like the My Documents folder, where you have all your documents and you know that they are there and you can have different versions and you can add more files or put a subfolder in there even and divide them up by category. This only sounds simple because you're used to it, but underneath, the brilliant idea is, let's just have a concept of two things, a folder and a file, and folders can have other folders inside. It is brilliant. It is self-referential. And if you were to take the idea of a file system tree and convert it to a file system graph, where you have the concept of folders being connected to other folders and other files and themselves, and files can be connected to files, and everything can be mixed together and exist in multiple places at once. Wow. That would be a heck of a file system that would be even more capable. If you inject the concept of file systems and directories and files beneath the programs that you write, then you will have a usable application long before you create a settings pane or a user profile editor or even the homepage dashboard editor, because all you need is a file manager. And that can be used to manage all kinds of different concepts that you are still programming the user interface for. And in some situations, you may be able to connect two different programs together and let them transfer files. You may need an adapter if the structure of the file is different, but it's totally doable. By using the concept of files and folders in your application data structures, all you need to start managing everything is a file manager. And that is what self-referential systems are all about.